Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Dirty on the 30.
That's right, Jerry. And as always, we are the newest, hottest, no-holds-barred podcast on the net, where we talk about phone sex, fetishes, kinks, fantasies, and everything in between.
Oh, yes. The gritty, dirty stuff in between. That's what we like.
Yes.
And as always, you're joined by me. I'm Jerry. I'm a British minx who is addicted to cock and everything dirty. And as always, I'm going to be joined by my partner in crime, the mistress, Veronica.
Thanks, Jerry. I just love the way that you introduced me. It makes me feel special. But it's a good special. Kind of special, not like only your mom thinks you're special kind of special.
And for those, not like Ring Ring special.
Right. Beep, beep. Anyway, that's me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And as you may or may not know, we are here from Phone Sex Kingdom, representing Danielle's Dirty Dolls. And you can always find us on the web at www.phonesexkingdom.com/Danielle's Dirty Dolls. Oh, we have a deliciously naughty surprise for everyone today, don't we, Jer?
Oh, we definitely do. We definitely do. We have our little petite déjeuner, as I like to call her. Our little breakfast. That's really all I know in French. Our little spinner. And, we've got a really cool guest, and we're going to be talking about some really cool, intimate stuff. So download the show and re-listen to it again and again, because we're about to spout some realness and give some good techniques.
110% real, what we really like.
Pay close attention, and you'll have that bitch squirting ASAP.
Boom. In your face. But before we squirt in your face, it is time for Q&A with G and V, as always. Jer, if you'd like to start us out.
I will start you out, and this is a question from one of my all-time faves, Mr. Cody. He is a very awesome guy who actually has an amazingly awesome and beautiful cock, I have to say.
Oh, my.
Cody. I'll have to, if it's okay with Cody, I'll send you a picture after. Yeah, Cody has been listening for a while, and we love you, Cody.
Hello. We love you. Yes, I've been talking to Cody myself, especially like on Twitter and whatnot. He's been very, very diligent about paying attention to the show and listening for his questions. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, he has been. And what he wants to know, he's got a couple of questions this week. The first one is, and that's for both of us, how do you get the pics you send to callers? Oh. So, like, how do we take the pictures that we send out to people? Get it, girl? When I first started working at Phone Sex Kingdom, all the girls that start working here, they give you a photo shoot. That's kind of part of the package when you start working. And they put you in a studio, do your hair really nice, do your makeup really sexy, and you just basically show what you've got, you know? Mm-hmm. And do take a lot of selfies, I must say. I take stupid ones. I like flash at traffic lights in my car, you know?
You are like the queen of random selfies. I think it's freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, when I first started, I got my shoot done, which, of course, as far as I'm aware, like you just said, that's par for the course for everyone. But for me personally, I do have a considerable amount of professional-looking pictures. And for me, the reason why I have that, I'm not really big into selfies. I mean, I don't even have a Facebook. So
that I know, just but you're so you. Cute. You're so cute. That little wicked face and those beautiful eyes. My goodness.
Oh, you're so sweet. But that's what I'm saying. I don't even take selfies. But for me, a lot of my pictures, I'm a huge fan of you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. And a girlfriend of mine, Alicia, I went to college with her up at Central Michigan when I moved up from Florida. And she's going to school. She was, I should say, going to school for photojournalism. And I needed some pics.
Ooh,
so
nice.
I said, light bulb, you help me get the pics that I need, I'll help you get the exposure and experience you need. So a lot of my professional pictures were actually done professionally, or semi-professionally, I should say,
by my girlfriend. So, and then when I take selfies, I try to load them. But again, I'm not real big on them. I've got too much shit going on to sit there and just snap one every 2 seconds. But I adore that you do, and a lot of other girls do too. But yeah, like I said, it's just not really me. So it's different. Like, it starts out the same for everybody, but in terms of other pictures or selfies, it's really up to the girl individually, and then we save them and boom.
Yeah, and actually, I was gonna say as well. I used to do a lot of photographic modeling.
Yeah.
When I was a little bit younger, let's say when I was a few years younger, I did a few porno movies and stuff. So I do have stills and little gifts and stuff from that. Yeah, I don't really use that stuff so much. I kind of like to keep it fresh, you know. And I think, talking of which, I think we're about due for another photo shoot, right?
I would imagine so, yeah.
I think we should do a two-girl photo shoot this time.
I love that. Oh, wouldn't that be something? We'll definitely have to talk to the Dirty Doll herself and see what she thinks of that.
Yeah, that would be so hot. My goodness.
I agree.
And it would just give me a chance to get my hands on you, because you know Veronica.
Stop it. Oh, stop. I love her. We are, like, very passive-aggressive with one another in the context of flirting, and I fucking love it.
What do you mean passive-aggressive? I'm straight up.
I'm sure our listeners have picked up.
What? It's my eyeballs.
I just feel like our listeners have picked up. I've had comments here and there from callers that just says, you know, you and Jerry mesh well together, and are you guys an item? Because it seems like you guys sometimes are really flirty with each other, and sometimes you're not. Like, that's just how we roll. And that
we're not an item. Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Jerry is hell-bent on breaking me in. Who knows, one day I might succeed and I might be the Mrs.
Oh, yes. One day, Veronica. I mean, it's not if, it's when.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, you know, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, we will. You'll find out.
It's silly. I love it. Before I continue to blush anymore, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, thank you, Cody. So, yeah, do you have a question? Another one?
Actually, I'll just go ahead and ask Cody's other question. And for those of you who don't know, Cody actually has submitted his questions via Twitter, either direct message or actual tweet, or you can email us, whatever, however you do it, is completely fine and acceptable. No worries. Okay, so he also asks, people say phone sex is fake, and you actually don't talk to the girl in the pics, and that the girls don't do anything but sit there and pretend. How do you respond? And damn, that's a good question.
That is a very good question. I would say, you know, there's this myth about phone sex where it's just fat chicks filing their nails as they're like going, oh yeah, I've got a dildo shoved really deep.
I love you a long time.
I'll be a long time. And they're just sitting there bored doing their nails or whatever, or like watching a movie on silent. I have to say, the kind of induction process or the enrollment process at Phone Sex Kingdom, we definitely don't have any girls like that, because number one, you would not get a job here.
No.
And number two, it would be obvious. I mean, I think anybody can really tell when you talk to somebody, you know, if they're really getting off. I mean, I know that some women are brilliant at faking orgasms and stuff like that, but at Phone Sex Kingdom, anyway, we're all about building, like, a long-term relationship with our callers, and I think if we were just doing that, and of course there's a vetting process, so you have to be fucking hot to work for Phone Sex Kingdom, but apart from that, it's like, I think our callers would pick up on that.
Yeah.
And everybody would pick up on it. It's like, I can't, I'm a shit actress. I've said this before. I'm really crap at baking stuff. So I think everybody would pick up on that.
Yeah. Well, and here's my thing too. That's not to suggest that other companies aren't like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's on them. However they choose to run their business is totally fine. I don't think it's about right or wrong. I think sometimes people need to realize and understand that you're still calling a fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, cool.
If you really truly wanted the girl next door, then maybe you should go talk to the girl next door, get some balls. And
go next door, yeah.
But
go knock on that door.
On the flip side of that coin, like Jerry was saying, here at PSK, oh my gosh, the hiring process, like, it wasn't a matter of, I want a job, okay, you're hired. Oh, I love you long time, the next day. Oh no. I mean, this shit is a process. Matter of fact, when I first got this job and, you know, my friends were asking me, you know, oh my God, how is it? I'm like, I don't know, I'm still in training. wait, yeah. What? I don't know. Training. I've got to take pictures. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. They got to know that I'm in it to win it. They've got to know that I really am all about customer service as PSK, you know, prides itself on, you know, so they have to do all these things and really be thorough because they don't want to give a bullshit fake experience to the callers. And I'm so proud to be a part of that. And mind you, don't forget too, when I said that I was doing this career search or career flip, I should say, and I was doing research, I picked PSK for me personally for that very reason. So that's not to say that other companies don't use models or they don't use, you know, they're not faking it till you make it. That's, like I said, it's not about right or wrong. It's just about preference. And for us here, that's just not the case. So for anybody who says that, my response is exactly what I've said. I don't need to prove myself. And because I know a lot of people, you know, get kind of weary about what they're paying for. And, well, I want you to send me a selfie right now with your middle finger and your nose. You know, it's like, no, you're either going to believe us and trust us because we're trusting that you're going to pay your bill. We're trusting that you're going to do these things. So I think there's got to be a level of mutual trust and mutual respect and say, look, if you really pay attention and you've called other companies, you would know that PSK is just the best in terms of real women all the time.
The real experience. We don't do fake phone sex. And that's really the bottom line. So,
and don't you think that's like for me to sit there, like as long as, you know, you and I particular work, you know, or any of the girls to sit there and fake an orgasm every time. That's kind of fun. I'd be sitting there with a wet fucking pussy all damn day. I mean, we're still human beings. There's still, I mean, arousal that's going to happen whether you're faking it or not. So if you're going to experience that level of arousal, you might as well make the most of it. Cause I sure as shit am not going to sit here like an asshole and pretend to come when I could very well just come.
Get that dildo and stick it straight up there. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna tease myself like that.
You know? Right? You might as well. If you're pretending to come, you might as well be coming. I don't see the logic there.
Fuck. Well, we're simple fuckers, too, by the way.
I know. We're base human beings.
Just,
you know.
If you're gonna fake it, you might as well do it because guess what? Newsflash: orgasms feels amazing.
What's the point? That's what I always say as well. Like I've had guys that, you know, I've had sex with and stuff, and they're like, "Have you ever faked an orgasm?"
No.
And I'm like, "Well, what the fuck is the point? No. Like, why am I gonna fake it when I could actually have one? If I fake it, does that mean you're gonna stop fucking me? Probably, because you're gonna think I'm satisfied. No, I'm gonna keep fucking you until I'm satisfied, and that's
you're
that.
You're gonna earn it. Yeah, I love it.
Damn, I'm very narcissistic and very selfish. I'm in it to win it, and I'm in it to, you know, get myself off. Self gratification is my number one goal.
Too, on the darker side, although it's not so dark, is I'm an incredibly selfish person in the context of sex. So, I mean, now I will say this though. There's not to say though, however, that I'm rubbing one out every single call. There are callers that call us that say, give a fuck about your happiness or your well-being. I want to come. One hit or quitter. Let's get it. Boom. Okay, fine. Then I'm
But
he knows that I'm not rubbing one out, and we're not talking about me rubbing one out. We're only talking about the things that I'm doing or would be doing to him should I be there right in between his legs, sucking on that big fat cock.
Don't you find that in some ways that's satisfying, but on a different level?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I love, and a prime example, yesterday, one of my regular callers, Mr. Daniel, I'm not going to say his last name, but he called me yesterday and he's like, listen, I've got something really important to do in like 10 minutes. He's like, can you get me off, bitch? Can you fucking do it? Can you relieve some fucking tension? Fuck yes, I can.
Yeah.
Fuck yes, I can. So I was like, bah, bah, bah. Yeah. Sent them pictures out like stat. And he called me back.
Bah, bah, bah.
And I was just all about him. I swear. I was like, I want to make him come as quickly as possible. And I really put my mind to it. And I think I gave him gratification in like 3 minutes, I would say. And then he was like, damn, we've got 7 minutes to just like shoot the shit. I was like, hell yeah. Well, my job is done.
I feel like calls like that are like my way of edging myself.
prepares me for another call where it might be more mutual. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's always something going on. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm always rubbing one out, you know, because I'm sure people are probably thinking like, oh yeah, so you really sit there and come that much every day.
Well, yeah, every day, all day.
All that you do doesn't necessarily mean that that's the calls that other people are doing.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm so fucked up and I have like, I don't know, issues or whatever. I kind of like being treated like a whore. Like, listen, bitch, you're going to take my fucking cum. You're going to beg me for my cum. I'm like, hell yeah. You know, I even like it sometimes because it makes me feel super dirty. Mm-hmm. It's when they just use me and abuse me and make me eat their cum or just drain their balls and then just fucking hang up. And I'm like, oh, I feel like such a dirty whore. I'm like lying on my back, like used and abused.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's a real, I get off on that. I don't know. It's strange.
No, I'm with you. Like I said, every single call to me, it's like a puzzle. Every call just fits in its place and it prepares me for this call or you know what I mean? I don't know. I really truly love every single aspect of it. So Cody, to kind of add to your question, no, we're not faking it, but at the same time, don't think that because we don't fake it, that we just sit there and we're rubbing one out and coming all day long. Like every call is so unique and so different. And we're doing different things, really, truly different things, you know, like, I mean, you know, I can't.
Sometimes calls you get, it doesn't even warrant for you to get aroused.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes domination calls that I do, it's not about me getting aroused. It's about me treating that person like a piece of fucking shit, just like they deserve to be treated. So I kind of get off in a different way that's not like I will orgasm, but I get off mentally.
Mind fucked. I mean.
Mind fucked, exactly.
Well, that, or sometimes people call because they just want somebody to talk to. Because they don't want anything nagging in their fucking ear. Because they don't want to be judged. Because they don't want to have to answer to somebody. You know?
A little release, a little outside release, somebody anonymous that they can kind of pull their heart out. I love those too. Yeah. I actually, sometimes I find that I get some guys who call me and we'll talk for hours. We will just pull both our hearts out. And I love that as well, being, just that feeling of that you've helped somebody, whatever small way, you've kind of made their life a little bit better or made their day a little bit better.
Yeah, and that's just as important in my opinion. I love it. So
thank you, Cody.
Yeah, that answers your question and then some.
and then some, right? So, I have one more question. It's from Ed.
Hi,
Ed. And he's a dirty bastard, okay? Because this is a really dirty question. So get ready for some grottiness right now. Ed wants to know, and this is for both of us. He says, do you both like getting fucked in the ass? What does it feel like? I am a sissy who fucks big black cocks fairly often, and I love it. What's it like for you?
Oh my.
I think we've kind of spoken about this. We've kind of touched upon the subject, but as far as it goes, it's what does it actually feel like? Oh.
Okay, do you wanna take that? Yes, I'm going to just be fucking honest. Sometimes, if I'm not prepared, it feels like that I gotta shit. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't anything. It just, I'm like, oh my. And then once you get past like this threshold in the beginning, like it's like, oh, okay. And you get into it more. But the initial, like right when that mushroom just boop, pokes its way through, I'm like, oh God.
When it pops.
Yeah. Just bink. Like, oh, pop was a weasel, you know?
Oh, that's when you go, ah! Fuck.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow, motherfucker!
Right. How horny I am or how eager I am or bloomed or licked and kissed and sucked or whatever. Yeah, sometimes it feels like I gotta go poo, but I obviously don't. And I do love it. Now, if you've heard in previous shows, I didn't always. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even fucking do it. I was on booty lockdown. Like,
you're a new convert.
New.
Recently converted.
That is an exit hole only and gone happen. And then I finally did it one day, and I'm like, oh, I see.
It actually can be really intense, right?
It is a definitely different sensation altogether. I absolutely do adore it. Like I said, sometimes every now and again, that first initial pop goes the weasel. It does. It feels like, oh my.
But you know, part of that as well, you know, we spoke before about the dreaded shit dick, remember? That's like one of the main things. I think more of it is kind of like a self-conscious thing. Whenever a guy sticks his cock into my ass, guys, go slow. That's the only way that you can really get the full pop inside without it really hurting, is if you go slow. It's like if you pound it in there straight away, like, bitch, I'm going in dry, so you better bite the pillow. No, that's going to hurt. That's really,
well,
really going to hurt.
And you're not fucking, I told you, even though Jerry and I have dabbled on this before, how much we are borderline obsessive compulsive about those rosebuds and how much we
the
love
rosebud.
To look at them. I'm not going to be the owner of said rosebud fucking ever.
No.
So pump your brakes.
No, thank you. Pump
now, that's
your
not
brakes.
To say that I don't like to get fucking ass raped and just fucking get in there. I'm just saying the initial push, get it in there.
Boom. Yes, and go
then,
slow.
Then go to fucking the rodeo town. I don't give a fuck.
Once it's all the way in, I find once it's all the way in and you kind of relax with it all the way inside, then they can just fucking
relaxation, though, is such a so
it
key.
Is.
It's
key.
So key.
It really is. And so, yeah, it feels really fucking amazing. I can squirt from my pussy from being fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, women do have certain little pressure points and certain little, I wouldn't say G-spots, but like little erogenous zones.
Oh, absolutely.
In their anal cavity. And, it's a really, if you can come from an anal orgasm, it's very strange. It's not like rubbing your clit. It's not like getting fucked.
But it is. It's lovely.
It makes you squirt like crazy. It makes me squirt like crazy.
Again,
anyway.
Something that I'm not going to fake when I'm talking to somebody. I do have my toy. Just go in the honky donkey town. Okay, so.
Yes. And so if I say, no, whoa, 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 I have to go slow. I really do have to go slow. It's like, you have to work that shit in, okay? It's like,
that's
I don't know,
so
like, other
fun.
Girls who can just, like, shove big stuff, like, straight
right.
up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched a porno video the other day, and the title was Digging for Oil. Digging for Oil. I'm going to send you the link afterwards, actually, because I know you're going to enjoy it. Because it's kind of on the rosebud theme, too. But it was this girl with a fucking humongous, I'm talking like baseball bat size, dildo. Big black hunk of rubber. And she's just with both hands in her fucking ass and her legs splayed. And she's just digging for oil, man. Boom! In and out, in and out. And I'm like, fuck. How did she, like, get worked up to that? There must have been some precursor for her to be able to do that. Because it was just going in and out so smoothly and so, like, nicely. And she did not even seem bothered. So,
Jer, we have, in the past, talked about a lot of miles.
Oh,
we've talked about a lot of miles on our pussy
and
our ass. So that could be.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging. You can have as many miles on that motherfucker as you want. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, let's call things what they are. We've got a lot of miles, and you've got a lot of miles. That's okay.
You got a lot of miles. You're used to that shit.
Right. Yeah, we're not frowning upon it.
Shit, that was impressive, I must say. I'm going to send you the link afterwards, but she was really... I'm talking about 15, 16, 18 inches, like, in and out of her cavity. Just like it was nothing. Like, she was taking her dog for a walk in the park. Like, not bothered.
Like, pass me the malt vinegar. Here's the big 18-inch dildo. Like,
yeah. Where do I put it? Show me where.
Damn! That's crazy.
I love it.
Ed, thank you so much for the question. We hope that answers it. And I'm sure that there's a lot of BBCs out there that appreciate you.
I'm sure there are.
I love it. Okay, so our last question comes from George from Washington. This is an interesting question. Do you think there's any truth to some people's claim that phone sex is morally wrong, either doing it or engaging in it?
Well, hey, George.
Hi, George. And I think that's a fantastic question. Yet another question that I'm glad you asked.
This kind of gets my back up a little bit, this question, I must say. Talking about morally wrong to do phone sex. Okay, so is it more morally wrong to do phone sex as opposed to go out and do something that you really shouldn't be doing?
Or something that you'd regret.
Or something you go to jail for. Is it better to have, you know, a little outlet where you can explore stuff without actually doing the physical?
Mm-hmm. Just trying to take away people's basic instincts, really.
Exactly. And I think it's a healthy outlet. Anybody who's talking about morally wrong, I mean, unless you're a Jesus creeper and Bible basher, don't get me wrong, I'm a Roman Catholic. Okay, but anybody who's talking about morally wrong, I think phone sex is a way healthier outlet than, like, with people who are in long-term relationships, you know, married for a lot number of years and, you know, really love their wives and or their husbands. But, you know, you do need a little outlet from time to time. Relationships can kind of get stagnant. And I would much rather any partner that I had do some phone sex, get their rocks off, have a little release, than go out and pick up a streetwalker. So,
yeah, that's interesting. For me personally, you know, I feel like as a human being, and Jerry, I'm sure you can relate, as anybody can, we've gone through periods of our lives where we've done good things and we've done bad things. And it's interesting because for me personally, how I can always gauge whether or not I'm in a good place emotionally, mentally, physically, or even just my well-being is how I sleep. And you know what? I get off of work usually at 2 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, every night. And I tell you what, I don't fall asleep. Put my head on my pillow, 60 seconds, boom, I'm out. So I feel like if I truly was doing something immoral, I wouldn't be able to have that peaceful slumber. I wouldn't be able to lay my head down and know that I haven't done anything wrong. I think in general, we are extremely, and Buck Angel touched on that the other day or last week, and I think sort of Mr. Lone Wolf, that we are extremely sexual creatures. And so phone sex to me is just talking about that. It's articulating our desires verbally. And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. Because even if you were talking to a counselor, you'd still be getting aroused. You know, you'd go home or go into the bathroom or go into your car and rub one out. This way, you can talk about your desires. You can talk about your kinks and your fetishes in a safe, controlled environment and be absolutely fine. And I have to second your sentiment, Jerry, about it not being cheating. And you know what's interesting is, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be very honest. Once upon a time, I felt that way. I felt that it was cheating. I felt like, well, how could you do that, you know? And then I started doing this, and I started talking to my married clients and hearing them say, oh, I love my wife. I adore my wife. I just like to be pegged, and she won't. And I still love her, and I'm not going anywhere, and she's not going anywhere. So what are you supposed to do, just suffer for the rest of your life until death do us part with not truly exploring your sexuality? Or you can find a little outlet that doesn't do anything in terms of, you know, contributing to you cheating. It doesn't do anything in the context of demoralizing you or your spouse. You're still getting the benefits of what you need, because sometimes sexual desire is not a matter of want. It's a matter of need. So you're satisfying those needs without stepping outside of the home, so to speak, both literally and figuratively. So, yeah, it's not wrong. It's not cheating. It's not any of the above. What it is just a conversation between two distant adults about something that is personal or something that you can't get elsewhere, or probably you even shouldn't, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, it's just not up to me to judge anyone. It just isn't my place.
It really isn't. And to say morally wrong, I think it depends how loose your morals are, really. I mean, if you're a stuffy fucking Christian churchgoer who believes that sex before marriage is wrong and that everybody, or that homosexuals should be, like, stoned and stuff like that, then of course you're going to think it's morally wrong. But for the people that listen to our show and the people that we talk to, they know exactly.
Well, guess what? If you really truly judge not lest you be judged, then you'd see that it's not your place to have an opinion in that context of it anyway. If it's not for you, then don't do it. And if it is, great. I think you can be. I go to church. I go to church on Sundays. I think that surprises a lot of people. Some people will call me, oh, where were you yesterday? Oh, you know what? I was at church. Wait, what?
What?
Oh, yeah, I was at church. You know why? Because I'm appreciative for the life that I have. I'm appreciative for the fact that I can work from home and do what I love to do, and that's connect with people in a way, to me, that's very primal, that's very natural. And, okay, these rules and boundaries that we have in that context is socially constructed. It's not innate. We weren't born that way. And so, yeah, you can be anything that you want to be in the context of morality and religion or whatever, and still engage in phone sex. As a matter of fact, I know that people do. So.
oh goodness, yes they do.
Yeah, so just to answer your question, that's pretty much how we feel about it, that I don't think that there's anything in any way, shape, or form wrong with it, especially any fears or hesitation that I may have had prior to doing this have all been alleviated after doing this for a living, because it's great.
It is a very important outlet. Rather than go and cheat on your spouse, rather than, you know, go and do something really depraved that couldn't be dangerous, not to hurt people, not to bring any diseases, you know, it's a 100% safe way to explore, you know, your sexual being without hurting anybody and without hurting yourself.
That's absolutely true. I mean, because last I checked, your cock wasn't going to fall off from having phone sex.
Right? No, you were going to come real good. You're going to come real good.
I get a little red and agitated for you jerking on that motherfucker so much. But other than that, you're not going to give your spouse anything. You're not going to get pregnant if you're a woman. You're not going to get someone pregnant. Right. Surely, we could pretend. We can have an impregnation fantasy, and we could talk.
Oh, yes. Oh, we can impregnate you. We can actually impregnate you. This is why phone sex is so brilliant. And I wanted to add as well that going home with a clear conscience, or like going back to your loved one or whatever, your girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is, you can have a clear conscience because you haven't touched anybody. You haven't engaged with anybody on a physical level. Mm-hmm. We're all about the mind fuck. To get mind fucked sometimes is a lot more satisfying than the physical act, I think, anyway.
Actually, you know what, Jerry? I'd like to propose an argument. I would like to propose that we, as phone sex operators, have contributed to more marriages being saved than marriages being destroyed, because
yes.
I can't tell you how many clients I personally have that says, oh my gosh, Veronica, you did this, that, and the other thing to me last night. I suggested it to my wife, or you told me that women like this, that, and the other thing, which is, again, what our show is about today, so pay attention. I can't tell you how awesome it is. My wife is like, where did you learn that from? And oh my gosh, I've got people that say, oh, my wife says thanks, by the way. Boom, bitches. Yes. Boom.
And we're going to talk about this a little bit later. I don't know if anybody knows about the squirting technique, but if you don't, then we're going to tell you about it. But it's a really easy technique that a lot of guys don't know. And if you've never had a girl that squirted and you kind of want that, you just want to see it. Sometimes it's just for the experimental factor, for the shock factor even. But if you want to teach your wife how to squirt, we can tell you how to do that. And I have had customers come back and say, my God, my wife soaked me last night. And we've been married for 18 years.
Brought to you today by the letters G and V.
That's it.
So, yeah. On the contrary, I think it's anything but morally wrong. I'll tell you what's morally wrong is going to church and flipping somebody off in the parking lot because they accidentally cut you off.
That's really morally wrong.
You know?
Parking in the disabled parking spot, that's fucking morally wrong.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, as we were talking about before, you guys are going to love this show. This is all about the way women like to please and be pleased. We are going to be talking about none other than toys.
Woo!
lots of toys. And nobody guessed the show this week. Not from the two teasers that we gave, but that's okay. That's all right. It just means that's more to come for somebody who wins in weeks to follow, which I'm surprised Paul wasn't on it, because usually, you know, he's been pretty good.
He's missed out this week. I think maybe he's still in his bedroom with those panties that we sent
him. Yes, I mean, that's two pairs. Got one pair from you and one pair from me, just soaked to the max.
He's probably still recovering.
Oh my God, yes. And without further ado, everyone, I am so pleased, Jerry is so pleased to welcome our fellow doll here at Phone Sex Kingdom, Joey, our little spinner. Hi, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing well. How are you?
Fabulous, thank you.
Oh, we're so happy to have you on the show today, Joey.
Thank you, glad to be here.
You kind of inspired us, I must say, for this whole segment that we have on the show. With the toys, because we're talking all about toys today.
Love them.
All about toys and our favorite.
Okay. I have a current favorite. It's one of a few companies that offer them, but Lovense, Lovense, is a huge maker of robotic toys, and the military is using them so that military personnel stays close to their spouses in the States. And it actually lets you control your partner's feelings remotely.
Oh, I love
this. This is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a fucking remote controlled toy that you can control from over across the pond to here, and like men can and women can feel more intimately connected with their spouse while they're so far away.
Exactly. And when you insert, the female part is called Nora, the male is called Max. When you insert Nora, whatever Max is doing with the sleeve on his penis, you feel it inside. So if he strokes to the right, you feel that stroke to the right. If you squeeze Nora, he feels the squeezing on his penis through Max. There are little air chambers in Max that fill up according to where you're squeezing. So if you're squeezing his head, he feels that.
Ooh.
That's like virtual fucking sex.
It is, and it's better than that. It actually records sessions. So if you want to be with your mate or your partner and they're not available, you can replay previous sessions.
The last time you fucked.
Stroke for stroke.
Oh, my God.
That is incredible.
It is.
Okay. We're talking about mind fucked, Jer. Like, Joey is completely mind fucking me right now. Details. The name of it. Where we can find it.
Okay. It is called Lovenze. L-O-V as in Victor, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, S as in Sally, E as in Edward. And it's Lovenze.com. And you can buy them in sets for $200 or individually for $99. And just pair them. And you pair them either through your computer or through your smartphone. And you can intensify the vibrations or the pulses with your phone or your computer, as well as pulsing on them physically.
Wow. Oh, and so tell me, Joey, like how long of a range does it have? Or is it all done through like the internet, Wi-Fi?
It's Bluetooth, yes, so Wi-Fi.
And oh, wow.
It has a range all across the world. They've taken it to the furthest reaches, and there's actually a video on their site that shows a man talking from wherever he is, and he's just, they're not naked. Unfortunately, you don't get to see them do it naked, but you can see her.
Unfortunately, pervert.
Unfortunately.
Free porn. But Nora is laying on a couch, and you can see when he strokes to the left, you see Nora start scooching to the left on the couch. and he's a great distance away.
This is like a new realm in sex toys, I would say. I think this is pretty groundbreaking.
It is. It's not the only company, as I said. There's another, I forget the name of them. They're significantly more expensive. Perhaps that means they work even better. I don't know. But there are a couple of companies.
I don't know. You can't get much better than what you're describing. Fuck.
But I got it as a gift from a friend. He's got the Mate Max, and we love playing with it. In fact, one time I was on a call, I had to IM him, cut it the fuck out, because...
Stop! You're like, stop it!
Excuse me, you're messing up my job right now, fucker!
And but dude, I can't be coming, like, every 2 seconds. I'm supposed to be, like, domination right now. Like, I can't be just like, oh, fuck, yes!
Exactly.
So, I love it.
It's a wondrous thing.
And so tell me, have you laid in bed at night time and you just feel like a little, bitch? You're like, oh.
Unfortunately, that would be every night for me, but yes. And I get to replay the sessions, or I can play on my own. So you don't have to have Max interacting with you.
Right. It can be a solo project or partnered. Right.
But I don't know about anybody else when you masturbate. For me, it's a tactile thing. If my fingertips are touching my own nipples, I feel it in both places, and it diminishes the sensation. So this takes it out of your hands, so to speak, because you're not touching anything. You're just kind of holding it there and letting it do its thing.
And I would say as well, Joey, sometimes when I masturbate, you know, like I know some guys paint their nails so that, you know, it looks like a girl's doing it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes when you're masturbating on your own, I would love for somebody else to be doing it to me.
Exactly.
Like, as opposed to Jerry, I'll just go ahead and get one, and I'll use it on you, so while you're on a fucking call, I'll just rock.
I'm going to use it on you.
We have been talking about this, have we not?
This is the perfect solution to our dilemma right now. I'm just going to get one of these things. I'm going to send you it. And, oh, my God, you'll never sleep again.
What if all the fucking dirty dolls had one and Danielle, the ultimate doll, was controlling us from afar?
Oh my goodness. You'll never sleep.
That would be good if she was monitoring calls and thought we were a little lackluster. Just pump it.
You could just get a little buzz. Give us a little.
This little bitch is a little sleepy. Oh. Good morning. Wow, that is fascinating. Okay, so my original question was actually going to be, what is your favorite toy and why? And I think we've obviously touched base on that. But to add to that, one of my questions is, if you could design your own toy, what would it be like and what would you call it?
It would be called the Mini Me. And actually, it would be this Levente with my nipple lickers and remote control attached to it. So it would be an all-in-one. So I didn't have to have two remote
controls. Full body package.
Exactly, because right now I have to attach the nipple lickers with the suction cups to my nipples and then lay the remote on my chest and then put Nora in. So, yeah, it would be nice if they could all work on a single remote, a universal remote.
Yeah.
So you could basically just lie flat on your back.
Yeah.
And just be like, pleasure me. Do it to me.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you want to do, my body is here. And you would be lying in the room on your own.
Yes. Or you could be on your hands and knees because the lickers suction onto your nipples. So
Oh my goodness.
You could be on your hands and knees too.
is amazing. I have to have one in my life.
Ladies excuse me for a moment while I come? Just if you just give me a moment.
Yeah.
Gosh, dang, like the sound of that. And I remember not too long ago, Joey, and that's what perpetuated this show about toys, as you had sent me the link on IM talking about, you know, oh my gosh, have you checked this out?
Yeah.
And after checking it out and listening to you right now and describing it in great detail, oh gosh, I
have to have one. That's yeah. it. I have to have
Must
one.
Have.
I was playing with it when my boyfriend called, and I had to tell him I'd call him back. And he was calling for phone sex, which he gets every night. So, yeah, I put him on hold to.
Listen, hold on a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Pause for the call.
You put the boyfriend on hold. This is how good the fucking call is.
I called him back 2 hours later.
when you were, like, really sweaty and, like,
and out of breath.
Oh, no, he answered. He knew by the length of time it was. He answered, and the first thing he said are your nipples dripping? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, let's start then.
He was like, okay, so you've been pre-gaming. Uh-huh. You've been pre-gaming, Joey. That leads on to a question I wanted to personally ask you, Joey. I know that you've been a PSO for quite a while now, and I was just wondering, do you have a favorite sexual perversion? Is there anything that you've heard of since you've been a PSO that has really sparked your attention and that you maybe have been trying in your personal life?
Nothing new that I've found out about, although I have to ask Veronica about Lion's Den.
That's kind of funny that you mentioned that. That will be a future show.
But yeah, I'm into autoerotic asphyxiation, chronophilia, so I really like old men and young men. I love autovampirism, so I'm definitely into the femoral artery biting and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bloodletting.
Not against the little masochism. I'm not a hater of that. A little choking while you're fucking is good.
Oh, always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Standard procedure, really, with me.
Yeah. I'm into anything, so
yeah.
This is just the newest thing.
Is there anything that's really shocked you or really, you've been like, oh, goodness, I've never heard of that before.
Right, I didn't see that coming.
I wish I could say yes to that. That would make it like Christmas off times during the year. But no, yeah. I've been fucking a long time, so it's hard to surprise.
She's a vet.
She's a vet, and she's a super fucking hot vet as
but
well.
But not only has she been fucking for a long time, but let's just go ahead and throw it out there for our listeners that she's fucked international.
Yes, and this is something that I wanted to kind of touch upon with you as well, Joey. If people don't know, our darling little Joey, our little beauty, our little skimmer, she is actually bilingual and she is extremely fluent in French.
Aw, thank you.
Well, aren't you from France, correct?
I am. I'm from Bourgogne.
Parlez-vous français? Oh my gosh.
Oui.
Go ahead, do
je
it.
Je parle français.
Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui.
Je suis désolée, nous n'avons pas ici, non?
Oh, oh my God.
Oh. With that toy, listening to her. Okay, get me off real fast with you talking French.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Say the dirtiest possible thing that you can think of in French, because yeah. I know our listeners are just dying.
Oh, I'll make it.
And your co-hostess, thank you so much.
Oh, yes, and us. Don't forget about us.
Okay, go.
I'll make it short and sweet. Je suis un cool means just I want to fuck you. So
I
you can't be more direct than that.
Well,
Fais-moi, Joey.
The juxtual phrase.
The one that I threw out already, je suis un cool.
And fais-moi means fuck me.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fais-moi.
Yes.
Jerry. Joey, fais-moi.
I already did, Jerry.
I love it. I love it. And I absolutely, I absolutely love doing two girl calls with you, Joey. It's so much fun, invigorating. Jerry, I just want to touch base with you also real fast. Speaking of toys, because we told our listeners we would talk to them in general about toys. What are some of your favorite toys?
Well, I like a really strong vibration. So, I mean, if I could, I would sit on the jackhammer that, you know, the construction guys on the street used to take up the asphalt and the cement, but can't do that, unfortunately. So the closest I found is a back massager, they call it, although nobody uses it to massage their backs. And it's by a company called Estravel, and it's got some really, really high vibration settings. So it's a lot of fun. I would say that's really my favourite when it comes to toys. It's some really hardcore clitoral jiggling and vibration.
That is freaking awesome. Well, me personally, I like my standard, and a lot of my callers know this. I love my standard glass. Well, that my butterfly. I love my butterfly, and that's also remote control, although not quite as good as Joey's. But it's still pretty effective. And I like a standard glass, my purple or my blue dildo. And then I also just recently discovered it's by Lilo, and it's called a GG2, and it's got 8 different vibration patterns on it. And if you are a woman or a man and you want to explore that wonderful thing we call a pussy, this is wonderful because it will definitely get to that G-spot one way or another. Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, Lilo is the other maker of the other remote.
That's funny.
That
okay, so Lilo is the other maker of the Wi-Fi.
Correct.
Toy, which I don't know. It kind of sounds like the toy by the maker that you just mentioned seems to be pretty user friendly and budget friendly. Because you know, if you're in the military or if you're traveling a lot, sometimes budget is a big concern for a lot of people. So.
It is.
Don't know. I kind of would recommend, even though I do love Lilo, I absolutely love their products. I don't know. Budget friendly is always good to me, too.
Yeah. And I think Levense did a whole campaign where people were actually donating either the product itself or the money, and they were just distributing them en masse overseas. So it was pretty cool.
Good. Huge pro-military. As a matter of fact, I tell all of my military callers that you will always get a military promo from me every time you call. I am such a huge supporter and adore them so much. So that is okay. So I would support them then even for that, for their support of our military personnel. So
military friend of mine said, keep the fucking cookies, send me the Levense. So
oh, right. Keep the cookies. Save the cookie.
Oh God. Oh, God.
Save that cookie. I don't want that cookie. I want to fucking fuck with your pussy.
Uh-huh. Ladies do realize at the moment we are finished, I'm going to look this up and it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I have to have this in my life.
Today.
Very
yesterday.
Quick delivery. I think my client tipped me on Friday. I ordered it on Friday, and then I got it on Wednesday of the next week.
God.
Joey, so we've been talking so much about toys and stuff like that, and we're going to post a lot of stuff, all these links and everything, to the Dirty on the 30.
Yes.
But I just really have a question that's burning a hole in my mind right now, Joey.
Okay,
so you have a vast experience of sexual fantasies and role plays and, you know, all kinds of different things. What is your own personal fantasy?
Oh, my God. It would be a gangbang for certain.
Yeah, boy.
And it would be an equal opportunity gangbang. It would be girls, guys, maybe dogs. Because,
The canine.
That's why she's our naughty little bitch.
Because we must actually talk about Joey's dog, because he's awesome. I love your dog, by the
Thank
way. Give
you.
Him a kiss from me.
Well, he's a good boy.
I bet he's a very happy boy.
This dog lives the best life that any dog could ever wish for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when you hear people say, I worked like a dog, it's like, really, you laid in a hot spot in the sun all day and waited for food? Good for you.
Yeah.
Right? I never understood that personally, but okay.
So that would be my fantasy, would be like a total gangbang, maybe revolving
like a free-for-all.
People. Yeah, like hundreds of people just coming and going all day, no pun intended. Or pun intended. but I'll just say, I'm writing a blog about this toy, and I describe it basically as, forget what the fuck your own name is for a few seconds. Weaken the knees while you're still on the bed.
And do your eyes go cross-eyed? Do you go fucking blind for a second?
Well, the thing,
I find that happens to me.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I had my eyes slammed closed just for the intensity of it. And when I tried to open them, I only had a nightlight on. But I was like, oh, it's too bright in here, too bright.
too much.
Well, be sure when you write the blog, when the show is finished airing, you can add the link to it, to the show, if you'd like.
Because it's amazing, and I think that I clocked 11 orgasms in the 2 hours that I was playing with it the last
Shut
time.
Shut up. That's beautiful.
That's good going.
Now, you know what I mean? Don't fake the shit here at PSK. This is the real deal, Holyfield, and we are not going to fake an orgasm when we can have 11 in a two-hour period. Say something. Boom.
And you know I have a clit ring, so just hitting it after I've started coming is danger. But this thing was hitting me from the inside, the outside. I was squirting all over my bed. And I'm thinking next time I use it, I'm going to put a tarp on the bed.
Some kind of protective sheet.
Yes.
Some kind of protective material.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Changing bed sheets twice a day is no bueno.
It's not.
No,
it's fucked up when your feet are soaking wet after you finish. And it's like you can't even stand on the floor without falling.
So one more time for our listeners, just in case. What is the name of the toy, and where can we find it?
It is called Levense, and it's two-part, Max for the men and Nora for the girls. And it is available at levense.com, LOVENSE.com.
And there you have it. There you have it, everyone.
There you really have it. We could have an insertion in our vagina. And I think we're going to have to get some of these toys or a pair of these toys, and we're going to have to do an online live playing review.
Why don't we do a show with it? Us girls do a show, Ben.
Well, we all have one.
Yeah. 30 on the 30, where we fuck each other's brains out.
Well, now, someone would have to have Max in order for that to happen.
Fuck it. I'll take Max.
I'll have Max. Bagsy Max. I want to control you bitches.
Oh, Lexus could have one too.
Oh my god. Oh yes.
Don't give up.
Oh, we have a penis in the house.
God, I would definitely participate in that show. I think.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna. You have no choice now, Joey. Okay. Joe.
I would not want to. I think the company should give them out as Christmas presents to all of us.
Right? That should be like a little Christmas boner.
Yes, a Christmas boner.
Christmas boner.
Joey, are the Noras and the Maxes, are they intertwinable?
Yeah, and I believe that you can have two Maxes and two Noras. So I don't think it has to be a male and female part.
I just want the controllers, and you bitches.
I know
have
you
that.
Do, Jerry.
I just want to have that controller in my hand so I can be like, zoom. Joey's like, fuck you, bitch. Stop.
Yeah. You can control the pulses and the vibrations through your smartphone or Wi-Fi. But in order for you to control us with the Noras, you'd have to put your thin little arm into that sleeve that is called Max. You'd have to fist us to death.
Get some little penetratable objects. I would actually set up, like, have you ever seen The Fucking Machine?
Mm-hmm.
I would set up like a fucking machine. So you guys would be, like, on a pneumatic drill, just, like, going. You'd have to call me on my cell phone and be like, stop, please, stop.
Have mercy, stop! Let baby Jesus stop! Talking about hot and ready to go. Damn, that's awesome. Yeah. So pretty much,
ladies and gentlemen, in particular gentlemen, if you are listening and you want to please your ladies, I suggest you invest in some of these toys. Get creative. Don't just be limited to any one idea of what it means to have a good time. Think about the clit. Think about our ass. Think about our tits. Think about everything. We're so sensual, and as are you. So pretty much bestow the same level of creativity and passion upon us as you would want us to bestow upon you, because that, to me, is the bottom line of exploring your sexualness.
Hallelujah.
That is pretty much it. And unfortunately, as fate would have it, our time is drawing to its end. It is a bummer. I hate it. It's my least favorite part of the show, to be honest, ladies. But without any other hesitations, I would love to just thank everybody so much for listening. Joey, thank you so much for being part of the show. We really enjoyed having you. We definitely have to have you again on another show. Enjoy that toy. Blog about it. Tag us. Whatever you want to do. We've just appreciated you.
Merci de m'avoir. Good ladies.
Oh, don't. Stop. Stop.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh,
I have a call. Just for pure wank factor, can we please have Joey say a little parting gift to our very dedicated listeners? Joey, I will let you outro us.
Okay, last thing before my call. Je suis désolé, nous n'avons pas ici. Merci de m'avoir. Have a great day, everybody. Be sexy.
Thank you so much, love. We appreciate
Thank you. Have a sexy day, ladies.
All right, so that's about it for us tonight, and we hope everyone has a good night. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, and as always, stay fucking kinky.
Yeah.
And we'll see you same time, same place next week for more Dirty on the 30.
Bye.
Bye!
Mwah.